Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You know, it's 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
The hour, thanks for staying with me, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of all of that. And Gordon Chang is our guest. He's part of that, too. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 5 years. Gordon, thanks for hanging out with us for the last 5 years. He's a columnist with the Daily Beast, author of The Coming Collapse of China, which is his first book. Also, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. GordonChang.com, is that right, Gordon?
It is.
So check him out there, folks. Gordon, you've given us some really good reports today, and let's talk about going forward. What do you think, as you look at President Trump's attitude towards, you know, negotiating trade, national defense, and what some of the changes that are going on in China right now, what do you think is going to look like? What do you think geopolitics is going to look like over the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think that the Chinese are going to push Trump and successors in directions we don't want to go. President Trump right now has been trying to work with Beijing, but it doesn't seem to be working that well, at least for us. And there are a couple of trade frictions that I think are going to mature. One of them is we have an investigation under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974 into China's theft of American intellectual property.
Right.
Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative, is conducting that. That investigation should conclude sometime this year, and then it'll be going to the penalty phase because clearly that investigation is going to show what everyone knows, and that is China's been stealing U.S. intellectual property to the tune of maybe $300 to $600 billion a year, and obviously we cannot allow that to continue.
Wow. Okay, how do we stop that, Gordon?
I think that the only way to stop it is to impose costs on Beijing that are so severe that they have no choice but to stop it.
But now we're talking about basically waging a 21st century kind of war.
Yes. Well, the Chinese have been waging trade war against us for a very long time, and we've been oblivious. It's going to be up to us to defend ourselves, and we're going to have to do that, and people will blame us for it. But nonetheless, we've got to make sure that American workers have the opportunity to compete fairly in the international marketplace.
Do you think President Trump has the backbone and the ability, the skills to deal with China effectively?
I think that it's possible. So far, he's been ineffective in dealing with Beijing in most respects. So we're going to find out whether he has the ability to do that.
If he should bow up his back, so to speak, and take them on, will America support him? Will Congress support him in that?
I think the answer is yes. It always remains to be seen. There are significant elements in the American political system that are more pro-China than they are pro-American, and we're just going to have to deal with that. But I do think that most Americans will support a much more resolute stance against China. And if we don't do that, we're not going to have a country. It's an existential threat for us.
Well, China's inefficiency, their inability to really be produce solid economics that aren't contrived through the Communist Party, could that wind up being their biggest enemy rather than some outside force like us, but their own inability?
Yeah, I actually think that is the case. They don't have the 6.9% economic growth that they claimed for last year.
They lie.
GDP growth last year, they lie. Their GDP growth last year was less than half that. So, you know, it is going to be a time where they're accumulating debt at a much faster pace than they are producing economic output.
Well, they've got environmental nightmares over there waiting to happen. I mean, there's all kinds of little bombs that are waiting to go off over there, aren't there?
Well, absolutely. And not all of them are economic bombs. You've got long-term ones like demography and the environment.
Right.
Shorter term ones like political friction. People are not happy. A lot of people are leaving China permanently with their money.
Right.
So, you know, at this point, it's a very unhappy situation.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be worth watching. We'll need to watch it, and we hope we can count on you to keep giving us good reports, Gordon.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you. Look forward to having you back on the show. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of his name. You'll find out his work and what he does there, and you'll be smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.